embracing in sin. A man of Cadillac came a-riding again. A man of Cadillac going down the line. I got a drag 99 to the fantasy line. I remember the day that I was face to face. A man of Cadillac in my Rocket 88.
Us out with her trademark hit, that was Mabel Fairweather with It's Too Dark to See What I Am Inside, a somber tale about her own battles with addiction and how she turned her life around with jazz music. Next up on the station.
Yeah! Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
It is. Is that working? It is. Stop hitting yourself for Monday, June 16th. We're halfway through the month. And I've missed a couple shows in the last couple weeks, a few weeks, and I'm sorry. One was I was out of town. The other one was I was out of town and they canceled my flight, so I couldn't come back and do my show. Sorry about that. We'll go back to our regularly scheduled schedule at this point. And, I think I've done other shows with just songs about working, but here's another one. There's so many songs available, right? Enjoy. See you in the chats.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
I love my bed. I'm so happy when I'm in it. I love every lazy minute in my bed. And when I'm in my bed, I feel safe and comfy cozy. From my pillow things look rosy in my bed. And when I see it's dawn again, I simply close my eyes. I yawn and stretch and yawn again and wait for evening skies. I shouldn't love my bed. I should go to work at 7, but I'm cuddled up in heaven, like I said, in my own sweet bed. And when I see it's dawn again, I simply close my eyes. I yawn and stretch and yawn again and wait for evening skies. I shouldn't love my bed. I should go to work at 7. But I'm cuddled up in heaven, like I said, in my own sweet bed.
Okay, obvious, but I had to play it. Like this song. Mm-hmm.
but still your eyes are closed. You spread your dreams like butter on your toast. Open all the windows and we're rolling up the blinds. All across the world the people wipe and sleep from tired eyes. The faces on the curtains, all the Jekylls and the Hydes are gone. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, you're only half awake. The other half is shaven, and the toothpaste like a snake has slithered out the door of the bathroom, and it's hissing in your ear. Get up, get up, get out of here.
Thank you. about.
Why, don't you know that's only my brother is practicing?
Mm. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. If you've forgotten what a parrot's squawk is, our rod can illustrate that noise for you. He does the steam escaping from Linus leaving dock. He'll take a razor scraping or else a cuckoo clock. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. This is what I hear when I'm in bed. A bang, a rattle, like thunder overhead. Then cats meow and dogs bark. The only sleep I'll get is when I'm dead. A shot goes crack, a gale starts blowing. A duck goes crack, a cock starts crowing. Oh, you may think I'm kidding you, yet what I say is true. Just listen, I'll explain to you. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. I'm really not quite certain what a stork is, but if it makes a noise, then Rod does too. He makes the noise that steers make when cowboys make a swoop. He makes the noise that beards make when used for straining shoots. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. My brother can make any noise you wish, like two sea lions shouting out for fish, a horse's neigh, a donkey's bray. He's even got a noise for Lillian Gish. The only time he made a bungle was when a tiger in the jungle, with a mighty roar, dropped dead, with bullets in his head, and Rod mooed like a cow instead. My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do. You know exactly what a popping cork is. Well, Rod can pop a pretty cork for you. He'll imitate a setter, a pheasant or a grouse. But what is even better is his noise for Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Pluto.
My brother makes the noises for the talkies. There's not a single noise that he can't do.
Oh,
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, oops, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
'Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Big talk. finish, you know it's so sharp. And you know I won't go, you know I won't go. I don't wanna go.
You won't go.
The corporation's boiling over, everybody's taking over. And I'm back in flesh, back in flesh, back in flesh, back in flesh, back in flesh. You better sign your time card now. They don't care about you anyhow. Sign in your minimum cut. Then later get your salaries cut. So sharp, and you know I won't go. You know I won't go. I don't wanna go.
You won't go.
The corporation's boiling over. Everybody's taking over. And I'm back in flesh, back in flesh, back in flesh, back in flesh, back in flesh. I won't go.
You won't go. Must go.
Is it time to go?
The orders are in.
Well, I'd rather go bowling.
The lanes are closed.
Maybe a little tennis.
Your racket's got a hole.
How about some baseball?
The field's rained now.
Maybe a little fishing.
The fish are on vacation.
Well, what about some golfing?
The greens are overgrown.
Well, what about some swimming?
I don't think so.
Well, what about this?
No, 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 no,
well,
no.
Back announce. Hey, it is Stop Hitting Yourself. It's still Stop Hitting Yourself. Work songs, songs about jobs and work, back in flesh. I think Wall of Voodoo and Stan Ridgway have an obsession with work. he has another couple on his solo albums, actually. God, I can't remember the names of them. Anyway, Pile Driver is one of them. I think I've played that before. Back in Flesh from Dark Continent. Long Arm, very, very directly about work. Actually, both of them are. Working in a Coal Mine, Lee Dorsey. Of course, we know who that influenced. Friend of a friend of the working class. Upper Crust is always welcome on my show. I think they broke up a few years ago. My brother Nick makes the noises for the talkies. That was a demo. Or a test or something like that. Pretty much sounds like the one that was released. Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Your Garbage Man by David Arvidon. Another show favorite. Two Garbage Man songs. Garbage Man Blues by Milton Brown and his musical Brownies. 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't get up then, but a lot of people do to go to work. And that song is the perfect song about... either getting up or not wanting to get up. So right before that, I had I Love My Bed, Julius La Rosa. I'd been looking for that for years, finally found it a few months ago. I think I've played it once before. Another show about work. I noticed I had other shows about working. So we will continue with some more songs about jobs and work. Starting with Buzz Martin, another show favorite, here on Stop Hitting Yourself.
You're ever and you meet one on the street, you're going to think there's the meanest man anybody'd want to meet. But when you really get to know one, that's when you'll understand.
Where there walks a lover, there walks a man.
I've seen two loggers stand toe-to-toe and slug it out in a free-for-all fight. And when it was over, they'd get up and shake hands and laugh and drink together the rest of that night. I've seen a logger pick up a baby bird and put it back into its nest. And I've never heard one criticizing a man when he knew he was doing his best. They're a rough, rowdy breed of people, but it's a rough life they live. And most of the time their job's demanding just a little bit more than they can give. They come home at night so doggone tired, bruised and cut and sore. Get up next morning with a big old grin and go right back out for more. To the same steep muddy hillsides they were cussing the day before.
Well, there walks a logger, there walks a man.
I think logger loves his family just a little bit more than most men, as he knows if he makes just one mistake, he'll never get to see him again. Oh, a line could break or a tail hold slip and cut a man half in two. The danger's there lurking everywhere and the rewards are just all too few. But it's a life he chose, and whichever way it goes, his family'll understand. 'Cause when he walks in through that door at night, they know that there walks a man. Loggers don't sit around much discussing church, religion, or prayer. But a wise man once said, if you ever get to heaven, you'll be surprised who you run into there. And when the last trumpet's been sounded, all of life's secrets unfold. We'll find more than one set of cork boot tracks on those streets that are solid gold.
Where there walks a logger, there walks a man.
Officer, carry a gun and wear a star. Ride a motorcycle, sometimes a big squad car. Use radio, siren too. I'm not an amateur. I'm proud and I can say I'm a police officer. I've walked a beat till I've had sore feet. I've checked locked doors on many a street. I've checked car lots for thieves and a fraud. Through rain or shine, I've answered police calls. I wear a big star, and I see quite far. If you don't drive right, I'll stop your car. Don't think I'm wicked if I give you a ticket. It'll teach you, my friend, not to do it again. I'm a police officer, carry a gun and wear a star. Drive a motorcycle, sometimes a base squad car. Use radio, siren too. I'm not an amateur. I'm proud and I can say I'm a police officer.
Clear. 3 75 Roger, units code 4, 2800 West Vernon, code 4, employee in the building. 7019 clear, 7036, did you receive your code 2 car? I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol.
Her eyes are round like cherry oats and her hair's like shredded wheat. She's a cracker stacker in a biscuit house. She sure is nice. So round, so firm, so fully packed. My little puffed rice. When I crunch her in my arms, I'm a lucky man. Some guys say she ain't got no charms, but I think she's grand. She's a cracker stacker in a biscuit house. She sure is fine. I'll just say two more box tops, and then that chick's all mine.
She's a cracker stacker. She's a cracker stacker.
When I crunch her in my arms, I'm a lucky man. Some cats say she ain't got to no charm, but I think she's grand. She's a cracker stacker in a biscuit house. She sure is fine. I'll just say two more box tops, and then that chick's all mine. That's the fact. She's my cracker stacking cracker jack.
Don't play football, golf, or guitar. He's never been on Sullivan, Clark, or Parr. He's just not important, cause he ain't a star. He's just a scientist. Oh, just a scientist. Hey, just a scientist. Just a scientist. That's all. Now all the games are won by big and brawny halfbacks. Marshals find the rustlers by their horses' tracks. But who is gonna get us to the moon and back? He'll be a scientist. Hey, hey, just a scientist. Oh, yeah, just a scientist. Just a scientist, that's all. Now everybody flipping over Fabian or a Frankie Avalon. But nobody ever seems to give a flip over Dr. Warner Von Braun, cause he's just a scientist. Yeah, just a scientist. Just a scientist. Just a scientist, that's all. Now all that we remember is that Cadillac that knocked us out and made us go. Forgot about the polio shots invented by Dr. Salk, cause he's just a scientist. Oh yeah, he's just a scientist. Yeah, yeah, just a scientist.
Bet.
this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
Well, anyway, you got anything in the pipeline as regards a job at all?
Well, as I said, I've been down the Labour Exchange. There's nothing much good going. I've had one offer.
Yeah, what's that?
One fucking offer. Eating shit.
How does that appeal to you?
Well, you know, I think at a pinch I'll take it.
Yeah.
At least it's regular.
Yeah, yeah, you're right there.
Here is a never-released extract from Derek and Clive.
Oh, I had a terrible time during the war, you know.
Hold on.
Right then.
Oh, yeah.
I had a dreadful time during the war, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was in espionage.
Espionage?
No, espionage.
Oh, espionage.
I was a undercover agent for the British government.
Oh yeah,
and I had to infiltrate behind the German lines and get into Hitler's household.
Yeah, oh yeah, I had to get into his arsehole. That was worse.
No, did you?
Yeah.
No, because that is amazing. I never met you because my job was to pose as his toothbrush. You see.
Oh really?
I was Hitler's toothbrush.
You were Hitler's toothbrush?
Yes, throughout the war, you know, every morning, every night, I used to be put inside his mouth and I sort of spied.
Who can kill a general in his bed? Overthrow dictators if they're red. Fucking amen.
CIA
man.
Fucking amen. CIA.
Who can count a counter agent?
agents quick, especially the ones themselves are picked. Fucking amen.
CIA
man. Who can plan a riot in Vietnam? Who can have the troops restore the calm? Fucking amen.
CIA
man.
CIA.
Who can buy a government so cheap?
Change
the cabinet without a sweep. Fucking amen.
CIA
man.
Fucking amen. CIA.
Who can get a budget that's so great? Who will be the 51st
CIA?
Fucking amen. Nervous. Fucking
amen.
Who can cipher anything to zeros?
CIA.
Not well known, but simply well paid heroes. Fucking amen.
Fucking amen.
CIA. Who can take the sugar from the sack?
CIA.
Pour in LSD and put it back. Who can squash republics like bananas if they do not like their social manners? Fucking amen. Who can train gorillas by the dozen? Send them out to kill their untrained cousins. Fucking amen. Who's the agency well known to God? The one that copped his staff and copped his rod. Fucking amen.
CIA
man. CIA man.
CIA
man.
Wow, really? Oh, let me turn that off so it's not in the background. Very early to my back announce. I'm always worried about running into Hysterica's show, which you should stay tuned for. What did we have? We had CIA Man by the Fugs. Yes, a hit for this show. I love that song. I love all the songs I play. Excerpts from rare Derek and Clive recordings, or at least Peter King Dudley Moore in the first case, Pete and Dud and Derek and Clive in the second case, about unemployment office and being Hitler's toothbrush. Any Derek and Clive is good, even outtakes. Do You Have a Job for a Girl Like Me by The Delinquents? Cheesecake Truck by King Missile. I think I played that in a whole set of songs about cheesecake once. Well, at least four or five. Paperback Writer, Japanese version by Mieko Hirota. He's Just a Scientist, That's All by John C. D. Loudermilk. Obviously later done by Connie Francis, I think. At least Connie Francis and somebody else who I can't think of right now. Cracker Stacker, Bob Rubian. The amazing fish restaurant owner from the South Bay of Los Angeles, who also went into the studio and recorded some amazing outsider music with a good band. I think he wrote the songs, too. Girls' Work Is Never Done by the Cordettes. Obviously, a takeoff on Yakety Yak. Highway Patrol, Junior Brown. I just like Junior Brown. I know it's not weird, but I like Junior Brown a lot. I think he's retired now from Austin. I'm a Police Officer by Smiley Joe Omohundro, otherwise known as Omo the Hobo, that my girlfriend Jennifer told me about before our first date, and we're still going out 2.5 years later. So if somebody gives you a weird music reference, that person is worth your time. There Walks a Man by Buzz Martin. From the wonderful There Where There Walks a Logger, There Walks a Man. Yeah, Mr. Fab, he did try to start a country genre of logger songs. And I don't think he was ever that horribly successful at it. But we do have about two or three albums by Buzz Martin. Heavily influenced, what a surprise, by Johnny Cash. And I said in the chats here, I think there's a picture of him and Johnny Cash online somewhere. And Buzz looks so happy. He's got that fanboy look on his face that I get when I meet certain people. I can't get the Devo tickets. Devo and B-52s are playing the Hollywood Bowl. Those just went on sale. Oh, well. Oh, let me put the powerhouse back on because it's so nice. Anyway, this has been Stop Hitting Yourself. We got a minute until Hysterica and Some Weird Sin. She's back as of last week. Thank goodness. And thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And thanks for being in the chats here on Stop Hitting Yourself. I'll see you next week.
rock and roll.